Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, somebody who's been with me for just about that whole ride is our good friend Grace Marie Turner. She's the president of the Galen Institute and one of the smartest people I know on the planet. Grace Marie, thanks again for being here. Thanks for 22-plus great years. And would you please tell us about the Galen Institute?
So I hope people will visit us at Galen, G-A-L-E-N.org, named after the 2nd century Greek physician way ahead of his time. We promote free market ideas for health reform that put doctors and patients and not government bureaucrats at the center of our health system.
Well, and folks, I encourage you to go there and check them out and support the work that they do. I promise you, if you're a small business owner out here on Main Street, the work that they do has impacts you in many ways, not only from an insurance standpoint, but financially. Grace Marie, as you look forward into the rest of this year and beyond the election, what's hanging in the balance in your in the world that you, the work that you do? What do you think?
You know, healthcare has been a top issue, certainly a top concern of small businesses for decades, and it continues to be a top concern of the American people as we move into a presidential election. This is the most bizarre presidential election season, I think, probably ever in modern times.
Certainly
in
not
America.
Since 1860, right?
Yeah, and at the same time, American people really have a harder time getting good and accurate information. They've been scared to death over coronavirus. If the governors who have done targeted strategic containment of the virus, making sure people in nursing homes are protected, allowing schools to open, those are the places that are doing better. And yet the rest of the country is trying to scare people to death. I do think that we will have the promise of a vaccine maybe by the end of the year. Whether or not that's going to be enough to calm people down so they can really have a chance to analyze their choices in this election with good information from hopefully the debates, if they actually have the debates, so that they can make a wise decision. But I am worried that their decisions are going to be driven by fear and not facts. That's my biggest concern.
Well, there's no question about that. That's going on in the minds of a lot of people right now. And I hope people will differentiate between what they should really be afraid of and what they're being told to be afraid of by people who have an axe to grind, people who have an agenda.
I didn't put a
modifier on the front of that word agenda. Go ahead.
I agree, but what we saw before this pandemic hit was an economy that was among the most prosperous in my lifetime, and really truly lifting all boats and giving people opportunities they've never had before, with many millions of people, including, you know, recent immigrants and children of immigrants, starting their own businesses. So many of those have been decimated. And the question is, do we think that the federal government is now going to provide a permanent safety line for all of us, as Andrew Yang was calling for, $1,000 a month for everybody? Or are we going to return to the kind of environment that enables prosperity and really gives this economy a chance to get back on its feet? There are real questions out there about the future of the country.
From a healthcare standpoint, I think it's real simple. Do you like what Obamacare did for you, or do you like what the short-term insurance policies to do for you? The only way to fix that is stop making them short-term. Make them long-term. Make them just a product. So isn't it that simple?
That's absolutely.
From a healthcare standpoint?
So here's one fact for you about Obamacare. We have spent about $250 billion on Obamacare subsidies since it started in 2014. There right now is a net 600,000 new people with health insurance in the individual market.
Wow.
It kicked people out of health insurance, and everybody who's in it now is getting big subsidies of about $65,000 a year on average.
Because of the way it's
This is a terrible program, and this is the centerpiece of Joe Biden's plan is to build on Obamacare.
Hey, Grace Marie, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here, as always. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, one of our great leaders. And we always love having her on the show. She'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.